Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, April 13th, 2026. 19 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees here in Marion, so not too bad at all. And we did get a question from the listening audience here this morning. Do we know how much longer we can set out our recyclables with our garbage? Not at this point. When we know something, you'll know something. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to wish Naomi good luck at her hearing.
Yeah, coming up right around Memorial Day.
And when she gets to be a multimillionaire, remember her buddy Lee.
And the station that she listens to every morning.
Hell, she'll move way away from here if she gets all that money.
Well, we can do like PBS, you know, our proud supporters out there this morning. You know, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you make? We got it all kinds of news flying our way this morning.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of news. That's the first I've heard of that Amy Acton thing.
Well, what do you make of that? I think that's very fascinating.
Oh, I don't know. Stuff like that it happens, you know, between a married couple. It was a verbal, you know, argument. Who would have been the one to call, though?
Well, I'm not sure who called. I don't know if I'm sure the police report says at some point. Well, it says they responded to the report of a domestic dispute. So I don't know if...
Maybe they was arguing pretty heavy at the restaurant. Didn't you say they had dinner?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it got to be a problem until they got home, because they went to her Bexley home.
Well, maybe they was yelling so loud that the neighbors heard it.
By the way, Naomi says she'll pay for your recycling.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got to get a good deal out of this. But
yeah, recycling's going up, too. I'm going to have to
$5.
Rob a bank just to cover that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I know you're an Amy Acton fan, but does this do her damage? When I saw this story on Saturday morning, I thought, ooh. And it's coming from NBC. I mean, it's not some fly-by-night news organization.
Well, I'm sure Ramaswamy, you know, he'll be using that in his ads, probably.
Well, I haven't seen that yet. That's why when her campaign responded this morning, I was kind of confused about that response, talking about her childhood trauma. I can't find where Ramaswamy has said something about that. He might have. But it's certainly not being picked up by any news agencies, and I don't know. You know, her press release here this morning, it says, it's shameful that Ramaswamy's allies, maybe it's not him, are attacking someone for seeking treatment for her being sexually abused as a child. Honestly, I don't see that. As a doctor, as a survivor, and as a mom, Amy is disgusted by that Vivek would do anything but stand behind childhood survivors of sexual assault. Unfortunately, this is consistent with Ramaswamy's behavior when it comes to ignoring sexual abuse. He refused to call for the release of the Epstein files for months. Okay. But I don't know where... If he's doing that, okay, but I'm not sure that I've seen that. I don't know where this is coming from.
So she thinks somebody from his campaign is the one that's leaked this out.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure where he's criticizing, because it's certainly not in the NBC story. Where is he criticizing her for being a sexual assault victim? I don't see that. And also, I don't... Okay, she says, it's a new low for his campaign and his allies to smear Amy for a private verbal disagreement between her and her husband, to whom she has been happily married for 16 years. Well, when you call the police, or the police are called, it's no longer a private matter. You can't say that. And so the fact, and also the fact that it took them 2 days to respond to this, I mean, this story was Saturday morning. The campaign didn't respond till this morning. Okay, you know, there are some problems here. And the fact that they responded to NBC News and said she bumped into the wall, I mean, that doesn't sound exactly right. And that's how the mirror got broken.
Sounds like she probably could have been pushed into the wall.
Well, okay, here's all I'm saying. I would love to hear from Amy Acton at this point. But, okay, think about this. 2019, nobody knew she was going to run for governor. In 2019, nobody even knew who she was. COVID hadn't happened yet. So why would the Bexley police say all this stuff about somebody they probably didn't even know at the time?
You think Bexley police has sent this out to NBC or what?
I think they would give it to them because it's a police record. I don't know how NBC got tipped off about it, but you can't act like it didn't happen. I mean, even Governor DeWine's office didn't know about it, and he was upset. He said this is the first he's hearing about it. You know, why didn't anybody tell him? Why didn't Dr. Acton, who was his employee, come to him and tell him that this had happened?
Well, you know, really, I don't think it's anybody's business, you know. It shouldn't. Oh, I don't know. It shouldn't have. I'd like to know who was one that called, because it had to be a neighbor if it wasn't somebody at the restaurant. Who knew they was fighting?
It may have been one of them. We don't know.
But, you know, people, there used to be an older couple that lived beside me. They was in their late 80s and 90s. He passed away at 95. But I've heard them yelling at each other before. You know, that happens.
Oh, arguing, I don't think anybody should be held. But here's the problem. Pulling a mirror off a wall, shattering the glass because she felt that her husband was antagonizing her. She told officers she had been drinking and had taken an unknown amount of prescription drugs and was about to drive away in her car before her husband, who also told police he had been drinking, talked her out of it. You know, that's not sounding good.
Well, I wouldn't even said that.
Well, no, but that's what the Bexley police reported. That's in the report from 6 years ago. So, you know, when you're a doctor and you... fighting's one thing.
But doctors have problems, too.
Absolutely.
Doctors, you know, they murder people. They are drug addicts sometimes, too.
Right.
You know, they fight with their wives.
Absolutely.
They fight with their kids.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is her campaign is more or less denying everything except the fact that there was a disagreement about her work hours. Because they're saying she bumped into a wall, and that's what the wall hanging that fell. And it's also saying that she had one drink at the restaurant. Well, that wouldn't be intoxicated. So, I mean...
Well,
what's the story?
If she was intoxicated, it's very well possible she lost her balance and hit the wall.
Right, but her campaign is saying she wasn't. Her campaign is saying she just had one drink that night. So again, here's the problem. The cover-up is worse than the crime. You are right. Doctors are not perfect people. This is 6 years ago. You know, people fight. It happens. But when you come out and deny everything except for the verbal disagreement, well, how did the cops get there? You know, nobody knew who you were in 2019. you just happened to bump into the wall, and the police report puts it in there that you pulled the mirror off the wall. The police say you were about to get in your car and drive and were intoxicated and had an unknown amount of prescription drugs in your system. I mean, why, you're denying that? I mean, is there any proof of that?
No, I would have just said that was a unfortunate situation. Her and her husband was arguing and left it at that. I wouldn't have put any more into it than what I needed to put into it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then this morning where she's attacking Ramaswamy about talking about her childhood sexual abuse. Well, I wouldn't have put that in there. I don't know. I just don't know. I think she needs to get out ahead of this.
If he had commercials playing that was talking about that, but have you heard Ramaswamy bring that up?
No, I can't find any place where he's even talking about this.
I mean, that was no good, bring his name up like that.
That's what I'm saying. The cover-up is worse than the crime, and they knew about this on Friday because NBC contacted them. Oh, by the way, and this is how journalism's done. They knew about the story on Friday. Now, this is NBC national news, not local, national. NBC knew. They contacted Dr. Acton before they ran the story to get a quote from her, and they did. And then they ran the story. That's how journalism works. They ran the story on Saturday. Apparently, candidates around here don't understand that's how journalism works. But all I'm saying is Acton knew that this story was coming on Saturday. So why did it take them 48 hours to respond to it?
Because they wanted to think of the best way to respond to it.
Yeah, well, that's a long time to wait
to
respond.
They did the best way. She shouldn't even brought Ramaswamy into it. You know, I haven't heard where he's... Maybe he is doing that, but... I haven't heard that. But it just sounds... sometimes petty when you do that. Or I don't know if that's the right word for it, but... you know, sometimes you are better off not attacking your opponent. Sometimes, you know...
I don't know. I just think clearly the campaign is not taking this lightly. The fact that it took them 48 hours to respond, and the fact that on Friday when they were contacted by NBC before NBC did run the story on Saturday morning, they kind of gave it a, I don't know if it was the greatest response. And Dr. Acton, I would do an interview. I would try to explain this, because the longer you try to deny this, you let your people deny this, the longer this is going to be a story. And I certainly would get out in front of it and try to explain what the heck happened.
I wonder if it's been on Facebook and other social media things like
that.
Oh,
I'm sure, because NBC News reported it. It wasn't like it was hidden.
A lot of people don't. You know, really watch the news or...
No, it's... I mean, I got... The story that I got was what... They put it on the internet, so NBC has it out there.
Well, you'd have to get on NBC's website.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they sent it out on their social media page.
Oh. But, you know, Adam... Not to change subjects on you, but... You know, the flock cameras.
Yeah.
Adam had on the news last week where the cameras picked up somebody that they was wanting. I think it was for a drug charge.
Yes, yes.
And they ended up getting him. Now, see, that's why I'm in favor of the block cameras.
Well, I think that's why...
I guess I can see Naomi's point, too, especially... with this stuff she's been having with the city, but, you know, I ain't going around breaking any laws or anything. I don't give a crap about those spot cameras, but, you know, I don't have a good reason, you know. Some people, you know, might have a good reason for it, but...
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that story was run last week, and Flock cameras mentioned heavily in it, was because we're getting to the 11th hour about funding these Flock cameras, because I believe the grant runs out in May.
How much is it going to cost to fund it?
You know, I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but it's something I don't think there's money in the budget to cover. So here we are.
That's just like the recycling. I mean, you got to make some choices. And, you know, recycling is costing the city money. They're not making no money on that. And if those slot cameras, if that's a big chunk of change, we can do without it for a while.
$100,000 for the flock cameras.
Well, you know, we could do without it for a while.
Well, we'll
but that's nearly not, that's nowhere near what the recycling program is costing us. It's costing us employees to do it.
It's
costing us truck, it's costing us fuel, it's costing us when we take the stuff to...
Well, it sounds like the recycling's on its way out, as near as I can tell. So
yeah, I just don't see it. There's not a lot of people that do the recycling.
Well, I guess we'll see how it all comes out, and they're doing a survey.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. And again, the phone lines are open here. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So feel free to jump on in here this morning, 35 minutes past the hour. It's certainly going by fast today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly a lot of interesting topics, to say the least, this morning. We have the full city council meeting tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. How about that? We've also got this story involving Amy Acton and her husband getting into a dispute back in 2019, and the police report has come out. Will that hurt Amy Acton's campaign? I don't know. We've got the endorsement from Tracy Richardson for Ben Weber. Has anybody else seen those Ben Weber commercials? I know I saw three or four of them. Well, it's the same commercial, but I know I saw it three or four times this past weekend. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Just a couple comments on the Amy Acton thing.
Go ahead.
I think I called in last week and made the comment about knowledge is power. And I think, you know, anybody who's running for office or leadership position has to assume and hopefully welcome public scrutiny. Anybody who uses hope as a strategy, it's not a strategy for success. So I agree with a lot of what my friend Naomi has said. The one thing I disagreed with is the, you know, who goes into work the next day and says, well, this happened. I agree on the fact that if you're the average Joe Schmo like me, yeah, you don't go in the next morning and go to your boss and say, this happened. If you're in a leadership position, though, I think you do. I think it's required. I think it's expected. I think it's no different than the Mr. Stuyvesant niece issue that, you know, when it's somebody on the other side of the fence, we can clearly see the wrong or what we perceive as the wrong. But then when it's on somebody on our side or somebody that we favor a little bit, we give them a little grace. And I'm not trying to kick Naomi in the teeth, but I'm just, you know, she and I go back and forth often about, you know, you got to give a dog a bone, even the enemy, so to speak. So I think that, you know, Amy Acton should have went into work the next day. I think she absolutely should have reported to Mr. DeWine. As far as the police report goes, I doubt those are Amy Acton's exact words. I'm guessing in that report, and maybe I'm wrong, that police officer is paraphrasing. I can't imagine her saying to the police officer that she took an unknown number of prescription medications. I recently had an encounter with Lieutenant Reese because of the interaction with Sean Barr and Naomi in court chamber, or in the council chambers. And he wanted to hear my side of the story, and I gave it. And then when I was done, he basically told me that everything I told him was wrong and did not match the video in any way, shape, or form. And I asked him if he had recorded the phone conversation, and he said no. And I went through a couple of the statements that I'd made to him to clarify, and his comment to me was like, oh, well, maybe I had misunderstood. So, but what's going into people's reports, what police are putting in and what was then reported out into the news, is probably not what Amy Acton actually said. So, again, I think we have to, to whom much is given, much is required. We have to hold everybody's feet to the fire, whether it's the left or the right. We have to be able to, we have clear glasses when it comes to our opponents about the wrongs and ills of their way, but we seem to have foggy glasses when it comes to our own. So,
well, does this hurt Amy Acton, I guess, is the big question in the long run. As I was saying to our last caller, do couples get into disputes? Of course they do, and I don't think her campaign is denying that. But I think two problems we've got going on here is her campaign seemingly all but denied everything but the verbal dispute. And also, I'm still not sure where they're Vivek Ramaswamy defending her child, or going after her childhood abuse. I don't see that report. Now, if they can show that, I'll be glad to see it. And also, I don't know why she's not out there saying this. I don't think this is, you do this through press release.
Yeah, I agree. This isn't the end of the world. I like Amy Acton. I'm probably going to vote for her, or more than likely, most definitely going to vote for her. I think she screwed up here. And again, the people we vote for, they're not perfect. No, you're never going to find, unless you got Jesus Christ running, you're never going to find the perfect candidate. I don't know where you go with that, but I mean, yeah, she has to understand that now playing the victim, and she is a victim, and I'm not trying to, I'm going to catch heat for this. She is a victim, but one thing had nothing to do with the other. She's avoiding it. She's avoiding the truth. And if I were her, and as I, would advise her, or as I advised Robert Landon or anybody, if Phil Townsend was running for office, I would advise you that knowledge is power. And you have to understand, and if you're leadership material, you do understand that will be used for good and bad against you or for you. So my big thing, as I said last week, get ahead. I mean, own who you are, own where you've been. Say to the public, this is how I'm more like you than you really know, because all people, as you said, many people go through some level of domestic violence, some measure of addiction or alcohol or drug abuse or whatever, and I'm not putting any labels on her situation. I'm just throwing out things.
You know what's shocking to me about this, and here, I guess this maybe shocks me. Her campaign knew this was coming on Friday, because that's when NBC contacted them to get their response before they ran the report. Okay, if I was in Amy Acton's campaign Friday night, I would have been talking about this report before, had her talking about it before the report came out the next morning. Then the report comes out on Saturday morning. She doesn't speak about it on Saturday. She doesn't speak about it on Sunday. Her campaign releases its first statement about it this morning, 48 hours later, and it's not from her. I mean, there are inferences in there from her, but still, she has not spoken directly about it. And boy, I've said this all through her campaign. She's been on this show twice. I thank her for being on this show. I hope she comes on again. But Amy Acton's got a media problem that I don't quite understand.
I think honesty is the best way to go always. Present your true side, own your shortcomings, express your successes, I mean, to me, that's how you relate to the people, is to say, you know, we all make mistakes. Don't use it as a crutch. Don't use it as a, you know, poor me thing. I mean, she can stand on her I'm a victim thing, but I don't think that either of the two have anything to do with each other. I think if Vivek did this, or if he had anything to do with it, if I were her, I would look at it as a desperation, because he wouldn't have gone there if he didn't feel he needed to. So again, to me, and this is what I told Robert Landon, is like, dude, it was before he went on your show, actually, is that if you're on a show or if you're in the media and somebody, you have to expect that those questions are going to come forward, or as I said, I would have put my rap sheet out there in front of running for office, because, you know, a smart man knows that it's all going to get drug out there anyway.
Well, and in the 86th district, I guess there's some kind of police report there that we don't know about yet. Well, here we go again. Why wasn't somebody out in front of that? I don't understand it.
Yeah, everybody works on that hope thing, you know, and hope is great. I mean, I'm not an all or nothing person. I'm not saying don't have hope, but you can't sit on your ass and hope as a strategy. I mean, functioning is what works in my world.
Hey, this is true. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 44 coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. It's a very interesting story, to say the least. I mean, I don't know. I have said this all along. I am not sure why Dr. Acton does not do more press conferences in front of the media, take more questions, do more interviews. I'm not really sure. And I'm not really sure why she wasn't out in front of this one. Maybe we'll hear from her very, very soon. I hope we do. You know, and she's been on this show twice, and I thank her for doing that, and she's always welcome to come back on the show. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. But it does bring up a lot of questions. You know, where are we? What's going on? Where are we headed with all this? We've got a city council meeting tonight. I'm sure that will be of great interest to a lot of people as the city's financial problems continue to loom over us. When are we going to hear about bus fare raises, which the mayor talked about back in February in the letter he sent out on ways he was going to fix the city's financial problems? We haven't heard anything in regard to that at this particular point. Oh, I did want to mention, I didn't get a chance to do this morning. On Friday, Colleen Marshall, NBC4, came to Marion and interviewed Mary Ellen Withrow. That interview will air next Sunday on her Sunday morning program. It will air Sunday from 10 to 10:30 on Channel 4, NBC4, Colleen Marshall, next Sunday, April the 19th. Now, also, you have to watch the NBC4 news this week, because apparently there are going to be clips in regard to that interview that will play during the newscast this week at night. So you'll see clips, and then the full interview will air on Sunday the 19th, 10 to 10:30 in the morning on NBC4. Colleen Marshall with Mary Ellen Withrow. And I got to speak with Colleen and Mary Ellen during that time. That was a lot of fun on Friday. Always a good time to speak with those two ladies. All right. Phone lines are still open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here on this April 13th, 2026. It's a Monday. It certainly is a Monday, but a Monday with a lot of news. Now, again, this morning, we talked about this in hour number one. President Trump apparently is going to blockade the Strait of Hormuz, I guess in about 13 minutes, 10 o'clock this morning. And Great Britain, our strongest ally, I would say, apparently is not with us on this. We found that out this morning. And President Trump went after the Pope
over the weekend, and J.D. Vance did not get a peace agreement with Iran after long meetings over the weekend, 21-hour meetings. So where are we with that as we go down the road? Certainly not a lack of topics here this morning. And again, if anybody would like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. About 11 minutes left in the program this morning, and we would love to hear from you. Ben, has anybody else seen the Ben Weber commercials? Am I the only one who saw these things over the weekend? I don't know if they started playing prior to the weekend, but I certainly did see them over the weekend. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. I found those commercials to be very professionally done, and they were airing a lot. So it's been a long time. Now, I could be wrong about, maybe it hasn't been a long time. I could be wrong, since I've seen commercials like that in the 86 districts, especially a primary race. That's what I say. These primaries are very, very, very important to a lot of people. And what's going to happen with the county commissioner primary here in town? That certainly is a big question mark. You've got Schauber, you've got Stuyvesant, you've got Neff, and you've got Mooney. Where's that all going to go? You know, where do the loyalties lie in that particular race at this particular time? I'm not sure. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Well, I will also say, on a lighter note, it looks like they're making a lot of progress with the Culver's restaurant out on Route 95. Just in front of Meijer, just a little bit in front of Meijer there, in front of the Meijer parking lot. No building has happened yet, but they certainly are moving the land around, I'm guessing, to lay all of the piping and things that need to be done for that restaurant to operate properly. Hopefully it'll get a lot of business. We like to see a lot of business at restaurants here in town, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on YouTube, there's some clips about Iran and, you know, the problems it's been through there, you know, how we, you know, helped the Shah get in, and about Iraq, you know, we was giving them military equipment and everything else at one point in time. I mean, why give these countries military equipment that they can use on you?
Well, I guess because they're our buddies at some point.
Well, I don't. I mean, a person can be my buddy, but if he asks me if he can have my wallet, he ain't getting it. I don't care if he's my buddy or not.
Well, I think a lot of times we decide that these
kind of meddle.
Well, we have, yes.
And we shoot bombs off the countries indiscriminately. I mean, that stuff has got to stop. We got to quit meddling in the world's problems. Regime change. You know, that's what Trump tried to do with Iran. And then with Venezuela. And there was an ex-leader of Venezuela that was arrested for drug charges or something like that. And Trump, you know, gave him a pardon. We just gotta quit meddling in you know, foreign affairs. What happens? Let the people over there depend on what happens.
Well, we're gonna find out here this morning what happens with the Strait of Hormuz, because apparently nobody's backing us on this, maybe outside of Israel.
Oh, I bet it don't end up happening.
Well, we'll see. We've got a few minutes here before it's going to happen.
I wonder if Iran had any submarines.
You know, I don't know.
If they had some submarines, maybe they'll go down there in Florida and put a missile over there and hit Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't think attacking the Pope was a very good idea.
Oh, heck no.
But
and Hegseth, you know, he used God in one of his speeches that he gives, and the Pope said, you know, God don't, you know, listen to prayers, you know, when it comes to military matters like that. I mean, if that's his faith, whatever it is, it's fine, but keep it out of your politics. You don't need to. And Donald Trump, you know, the religious sect thinks that he's so religious and stuff like that. He didn't go to any Easter doings at a church. He don't hardly go to church unless he can get it on camera.
Well, we'll find out as the days go along. Thanks for calling. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. April the 13th, Monday, April the 13th, 54 minutes past the hour. We've got a few minutes left in the program. If you would like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Thank goodness nobody ever lets us down, and the news cycle just continues to keep on keeping on each and every day. Isn't that exciting? 740-383-9944. And again, don't forget tonight, full city council meeting, second floor of City Hall at 6:30. So hopefully a lot of people will attend that and express their opinion in regard to whatever they have an opinion on at this particular point. Also, again, don't forget to tune in to NBC 4 News, the local news with Colleen Marshall, and see if you see Mary Ellen Withrow and bits of her interview on those broadcasts as the week goes along this week. The full interview will air next Sunday, April the 19th, from 10 to 10:30 in the morning. That will be a very interesting show. I got to see the interview being taped, so I'm not going to tell you what's in the interview, but I think it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting, very, very informative, and we'll have some stuff in regard to that as this week goes along. Okay, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 55 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the top of the hour here before long, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Interesting times that we live in. You got the president attacking the Pope. You've got us headed into the Strait of Hormuz to create a blockade at 10 o'clock this morning. Maybe. J.D. Vance does not get a peace agreement with Iran. We've got this story with Amy Acton from 2019. Apparently a little bit of a domestic squabble with her husband. Did something get broken on the wall? Was there alcohol involved? What happened there? I don't know. Does it mean anything in the end? Is it hurtful to a campaign? You know, I'll tell you, when these campaigns happen, boy, they dig right into your record there. They try to find anything and everything that's been going on with you. That is for sure. They just slide on right in there. Do you think we're going to see a raise in the bus fares? You know, a lot of transit is funded by grants. And I've always wondered, are they going to go after transit and raise those fares? Because obviously, here locally, that would be clearly very unpopular with the people who ride transit. And I think they're finding out that getting rid of curbside recycling after 41 years is also very unpopular. And that's why they're giving people a choice to possibly have Rumkey come take their curbside recycling for $5, or you can take it and get rid of it yourself with the city. So they are giving people options, and again, I think that's very good. I think that the fact that they're just not trying to eliminate this program and not give anybody any options, they're trying to get some input from the voters and the citizens of Marion, that's a positive. I just am not sure why they didn't let more people know that they were going to be taking this survey. I'm not really sure why that happened. But again, some things are just beyond me
at this particular point. If you'd like to get in on this program, we've got just a few minutes left. You can be the last caller on this Monday, April the 13th. 69 degrees right now. We sit right on the cusp of 70 degrees on this Monday morning. How about that? Just about to be 70 degrees at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. I don't think many people are going to or can complain about that, as opposed to what we had last Monday morning, which were very cold and damp temperatures with the cool Easter that we had this year. Now, I do believe it rained in my neighborhood last night. Again, I guess I was not awake overnight to see the rain happening. But when I opened up the garage this morning, the rain was definitely coming off the garage door. So that's usually a pretty good sign that some kind of rain happened overnight. So I'm going to guess that it rained overnight. I definitely heard some winds whipping against the windows last night. And there definitely was some wind this morning. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't know what channel it was, but over the weekend I did see a negative ad against Amy Acton. I didn't understand what it was, what it was coming from, because it was showing pictures of her being angry and stuff, and now what you said fits in with that, but I can't remember who was sponsoring the ad, but they are already putting out negative ads.
How do you feel about this Acton story this morning?
Well, having been married 53 years before my husband passed, things like that happen, and it's nothing that should be. It's not like the felon that's in the White House right now.
Well, do you think that she should have gotten out ahead of this? I mean, it is 6 years old, but
yes. Well, probably because she thought it was nothing. I mean, because it really is nothing. That's probably why she didn't think much about it. But since it has been brought up, yes, yeah, something needs to be done to try to counteract it. I just feel sorry for her because I think, she's a good person.
Right. I just, again, as I said this morning, domestic squabbles do happen. That is not a shocking thing. I just think it's shocking that her campaign knew about this on Friday when NBC contacted them. They didn't say anything before the article came out. The article came out. They didn't respond. Acton did not respond to it over the weekend. And when the campaign finally responded this morning, it's through a press release. And I really can't make heads or tails of the press release because I don't see where Vivek Ramaswamy has attacked her for her childhood abuse sexually. I don't. Now, maybe he has, but I don't see it.
I haven't seen an ad of that yet, so who knows? So the politics is so dirty.
You got to have a clean background. But do you think she herself should get out and, I mean, she was the one who was there. I think she should get out and explain this.
She should. She probably doesn't feel like it's necessary, but in this day and age, it is necessary to defend yourself.
I think you're right. Hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, and who knows what will happen between today and tomorrow. It's a long time between days in the news cycles we're in right now. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you.